1021 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. It's a 503-864-6326 kind of day. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. You can jump over on the YouTubes. 105.1 The Fan is the channel. Smash that like, subscribe, jump in the chat. Be nice to each other over there. We've had a good couple run of the days. The board has been updated behind me. We are at 17 days since bad news when it comes to the Portland Trailblazers. So that's a plus. I know that the city and the Blazers met yesterday, but no news has really come out of the meeting, which...
No news can be good news.
Can be good news. So we'll keep that board running at 17. A lot to get to this hour. We will sneak in some NFL stuff, but let's spend some time in the NBA. And we have spent the majority of our summer, Danny, hence the reason why the countdown, the clock on the board behind me, for those of you in radio land, the reason it exists is because there's been nothing but bad news about the Portland Trailblazers, or at least discouraging things going on around the organization. But guess what? Yesterday we talked about the Clippers a little bit and their hold my beer situation with their ownership situation.
Mm-hmm.
It actually can get worse than that, because I think what's going on with the Buss family and the Los Angeles Lakers is some real wild, petty,
it's
rich kid nepotism stuff going on.
It's full on Game of Thrones stuff, and it's been this way since Dr. Buss died.
Mm-hmm. It's funny though. I don't mean to cut you off there.
No, no.
It's funny to see that Jerry Buss, who is this kind of gregarious character, owned the Lakers, the L.A. version of James Dolan, basically, a little more likable,
a lot more likable.
Sorry, let me pause that. A lot more likable. You know, Showtime Lakers, Shaq, Kobe, Kobe Powell, like a lot of really great stuff going on with Dr. Buss. The kids. This is Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, was like, when I die, my kids don't get this team.
Yeah, no, we're not. Because
this is
that.
A bad idea.
You can say maybe Stephen Jones taking over for old Crazy Cakes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, Mark Davis took over for Al.
Like, smiles and glory hopes.
There you go. God bless Jerry. But the Lakers, because it's so many kids and because it's so infighty and because it's so Game of Thronesy, I mean, Genie got one of the brothers out, what is it, 2 years ago? Had him tossed out. Like, she's the biggest power player in all of this. And why this all matters in the sense of, like, what's happening.
Like, why do we care about it?
Is, well, not just that, but, like, how this has happened. For those that don't know, there is a last man standing clause in the Buss family trust. So this is, like, legitimately Game of Thrones. Like, so this is what happens. If you die, you're basically effectively cut out of the will. Your kids, your family don't get any proceeds, nothing out. Like, that's it. The pie just gets bigger for everybody else who's still standing. So, again, hence the last man standing. Well, if you want to, if you're not Genie Buss, if you're any of the brothers, and you want some of the money out of this or out of the Lakers, you vote to sell, because the dispersal of the funds has to happen then.
You can outvote Genie. It's the only way you can outvote the one in charge of everything.
And that's what they did. They came in and it was 5-0 to Genie's one. It's 5-1. All of the other family members, all the other trustees said, guess what? We have an opening here because the team's being sold again, which means we can come to the board and we can all ratify this again. We're out. And by vote, sucks to suck, Genie, because she's now fighting this. As she would, because that's what she has done. And you've got Ramona Shelburne, who's one of her really close friends.
Besties.
Ringing the bell on ESPN.
Besties.
But the flip side of this is the man buying the team with Josh Kushner is Bob Iger, who was the former CEO of what company?
Disney.
Who do they own?
ABC.
And? ESPN.
And ESPN, yeah.
So if you want to argue with mouthpieces of who's going to control what, I can tell you right now, Genie Buss is going to lose that game.
She is, and it's interesting, and this is where I'll, you know, this is where I actually might give Stephen Jones a little bit of credit in the kids taking over as you move on.
Ursay too, Ursay's daughter,
Jim Ursay, yeah,
yeah, his daughter's done great with
Carly
the Colts.
Ursay Gordon,
yeah, she's been phenomenal with the Colts.
I think some of it is just depends on how your kids were raised around it. Like, Stephen Jones has been bred to take over the Cowboys.
He's worked in every single office
since he was
company.
Like 12 years old. Since his dad bought the team, he was like, son, someday you're going to run this, so you're with me. And Stephen Jones has grown up and cares about football and loves football to the nth degree that Jerry does. I would argue Mark is probably the same way as Al. Now, Mark is a little goofier, a little, definitely he's got that Nepo kid to him.
Sure.
But he still runs the Raiders ish-ish like his old man would if his dad was around. Jeannie, look, I know she was with Phil for a while. None of the bus kids have ever screamed to me, I love basketball, the way Doctor did.
I think they love the idea of it.
Exactly. And that's why I don't love Kushner and Iger as buyers for the Lakers, because I think they want the Lakers because it's a brand. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want the Lakers because it's basketball. Bob Iger has said since he moved from New York to LA, he became a Clippers fan. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Clippers fan just bought this.
Well, at least he's a basketball fan.
At least he's a basketball fan. Like, I'll get that. I don't know if Kushner is. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he is.
Like the Adelsons? I don't think they're basketball fans.
No, not at all. Not at all. Do you think the Bensons are football fans still?
I can tell you this. She's not a basketball fan.
She's not a basketball fan.
She cares more about the Saints than she does about the Pelicans.
But is it because
she doesn't
Saints
really care about the Saints?
But is it because the Saints make more money?
Yeah.
What about the Cats in Tennessee? Do they really care since their old man died?
No.
Yeah. So that's the thing. And I think the scariest thing about this is no one will ever forget what Dr. Buss did for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he bought the Lakers, gets them into Showtime, rejuvenates that when that fizzles out with Kobe, Shaq, and puts them and cements them back on the table as the best franchise in the NBA. Or at least they can argue mm-hmm. it. I would say they're the best franchise
yeah,
in the
are.
NBA. These kids just tarnish that. Now, people our age will always know Dr. Buss. But people Casey's age? I mean, when did Jerry Buss die?
God.
7-8 years ago? You know, like Casey would never, or anybody out there listening that's 25 and under, you guys don't know how important Jerry Buss was.
I don't know Jerry Buss. I know Jeannie Buss.
See? 2013.
2013. He died over a decade ago. He doesn't know Jerry yeah. Buss. And so that's a really sad thing. And to watch these kids squabble away, it's a life lesson for any parent out there, too. Just remember, man, whether you got $20 to give away to your kids or $20 million to give away your kids, get that ass tightened up.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, these kids are all going to hate each other, and they're full-grown adults.
I love his like final act was a chaos grenade, with including that last man standing glass.
Like, Dad, what are you doing here?
Let's see you all claw at each other. Because that's what this screams is like, we don't trust you, Jeannie, and we don't think that things are going to go the way that we all want them to go, so we're voting you out.
Which is wild, because it feels like Dad trusted Jeannie the most. Is it just because is she the oldest?
She assumed the most power. Again, power vacuums.
Is it the Phil Jackson thing? Is that sneak her way in?
It's not just that. It's the relationships that she has with the Rambis family, the Rambi, and all of those ties.
The Rambi.
Oh, buddy. I tell you right now.
I did not realize we could call them the Rambi.
That Showtime documentary, that docu-series that came out.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Very much framed Jeannie Buss as the heir apparent mm-hmm. and everyone else sibling-wise as
secondary
mm-hmm. or not interested.
I didn't see that. Is that Adrian Brody as Pat Riley?
Correct.
Yeah,
I should have watched that. I like him. Unless he talks.
John C. Reilly played Jerry Buss.
Oh.
He does kind of look like him.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
But
I should watch that.
No, that whole thing is, you know, it's the nepotism. It's these clauses that are in these contracts. And it's like, even before this was happening, when Walter bought the team, we talked about it a bunch off mm-hmm. air. I was like, there's not a chance that Jeannie Buss is there next year. Like, you weren't going to do that because you weren't going to keep the S show going.
She has also filed paperwork to stop the sale with the Superior Court of the Los Angeles Central District. The statement reads from the New York Post, no sale of the JAB Trust's 17.8% ownership interest in the LA Lakers, Inc. can be effectuated without the approval by the current co-trustees, i.e. Jeannie, Janie, and Joey Buss. Streisand said in the letter, Adam Streisand is Jeannie Buss's lawyer. Pursuant to the JAB Trust and attached to the court order, the co-trustees are bound to vote the Los Angeles Lakers, Inc. shares to ensure that the minimum 15% ownership requirement is maintained to ensure that Jeannie Buss may remain controlling owner. Any attempt by the co-trustees to do otherwise and any attempt to aid or abet their co-trustees as such would constitute a breach of trust, breach of fiduciary duty, and be in contempt of court.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's funny, too, because Jerry Buss was the face of the Lakers, mm-hmm. and hence why Jeannie was instilled there and put as the next face mm-hmm. of the Lakers. The way modern sports have gone, especially ownership over the last 5-10 years, the Lakers don't need Jeannie to be the face of the Lakers. I would argue, in the period between Kobe and LeBron, okay, the Lakers are not a very good situation. It's a really bad, kind of poorly run organization, and maybe you can put that on Jeannie Buss. But once LeBron shows up, the face of the NBA, and now you have Luka, nobody cares unless Magic shows up. Mm-hmm. If Kobe were alive, if Kobe showed up, they'd cheer for him. Shaq in the building, they'd cheer for him. They've realized that the ownership of the Lakers used to be such a big deal, mm-hmm. like Jerry and the Star. And now nobody cares.
Well, I think that happened when Walter bought the team. But I do find the timing of this all very fun in the sense of, like, who's not in L.A. anymore?
What?
LeBron.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's the whole thing I felt about Mark Walter was it's like, dude, get LeBron out. Get the Buss family out. We're rehashing this whole thing. Now, he's got his own problems that he's dealing with, which is why they're being sold.
What do new owners always do?
Look what this one did in Portland. You're gone. I'm surprised Dwayne Hankins and Joe Cronin have jobs, if I'm being honest. Because honestly, if I bought a team that was the Portland Trailblazers, mm-hmm. okay, a team that's been riddled in mediocrity for a while, you're all gone, personally. And that stinks. And I think Mark Walters, now let's say Mark Walters doesn't buy the Lakers and it's Bob Iger and Kushner mm-hmm. from the beginning. I think they do the same thing. Get Genie out of there.
100%.
Get everybody, get Palinka out of here. Get everybody gone.
The Rambis family.
Clean house.
All of the people. Because here's the thing.
If your last name is West, your key cards don't work anymore. I mean, that's just the reality.
Jerry, you want around.
Oh, I understand.
Even though he's not around.
But even then, I'm just kind of like, look, we're just clean slating this. We're moving on.
Everything Jerry West touches turns to gold. So
I do understand that. He did it with the Lakers and with the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of did it with the Grizzlies too,
and the Clippers.
Yeah.
Like he helped build those teams. Like,
I thought that was Doc Rivers.
You know, no.
Isn't that what Doc said the other day?
Doc was, he was there.
Didn't Doc try to claim that he made the Clippers a real organization?
JJ Redick was quick to shut that one down.
No, we were there, Doc. Shut up.
Yeah, no. We're good here.
We have receipts.
But like that, this is what new owners do because new owners come in and what do they say? I know how to do it better than anybody else.
Sure, and some do, and some don't.
But they all think they do.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They all think they do. Just run down the list, whether it's Ballmer, whether it's Dundon, whether it's Ispia, whether it's the new Celtics ownership. Where's Jaylen Brown playing right now?
In Philadelphia for Paul George.
Is he a Celtic anymore?
No.
What happened leading up to that? Did ownership change hands?
Yes.
Oh, weird. Weird.
And we walked through this in the Jaylen Brown thing. Brad Stevens is sitting up there and it's falling on the sword.
Yeah, but
left and right, falling on the sword.
He did, but he also was like, he said the quiet part out loud. Mm-hmm. This is something I was instructed to do.
Yep. This is a business decision.
This is what I always tell people, like when general managers get blamed for this, that, or the other, it's like, guys, it is ownership directives, and you do not know what the directives are. It was like when Joe Cronin was like, no, you know, it was my fault that the two ways didn't travel. No, it wasn't. Of course it wasn't. Are you out of your freaking mind? They traveled endlessly, always, before that. What's the single thing that changed? Ownership. There you mm-hmm. go. It's just... different owners are going to have different motivations. That's the same thing when you're talking about any transaction in the NBA, whether you're talking about a trade or something along those lines. Well, this team got ripped off and this team did this. And it's like you find the motivation that accomplishes your goals. That's what you're looking for. It's just that, you know, some people like Danny Ainge knew how to press that button better than anybody else. That's just the reality of it. And so when you and again, that was under a different ownership group in Boston. So you just take a look at what's going on. Look at the Lakers right now. You've got Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic, and you're just kind of like, okay. And Walker
Kessler.
Oh, and
I hate that.
And Walker Kessler.
Oh, like, I hate that team.
It's snow time, you know?
God, what?
It's a great name. But now, with all of those, you know, deals and everything on the table, you have a new ownership group coming in. They can't do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
So what are they going to do? They're going to change everything else around it. There's another story that's out right now talking about how the Lakers are trying to build up their front office, and now they can't because... they don't know who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go hire front office personnel. They can't go hire directors of analytics. They can't go hire scouts because who is actually controlling and pulling the strings right now?
But that's what I was trying to ask you yesterday when mm-hmm. I asked the question, if you're changing ownership this much, when does it really start to affect?
Oh, right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can't hire and fire right now because you don't know who's in charge.
Right. Yeah, is Kushner in charge? Is Bob Iger the governor?
No, technically right now, Genie is still the governor.
Right.
But the majority shareholder currently, until the transaction is approved by the Board of Governors, is Mark Walter.
Mm-hmm. And we're only getting closer to the season.
And do you think Mark Walter wants to be discussed about...
anything.
Yeah, about Walker Kessler?
No.
No, he's got the DOJ knocking on his door.
And it turns out he's got to basically clear $24 billion by the end of the year.
I'm going to buy the Dodgers. I'm going to buy the Dodgers and shut them down.
Turn them into the Packers, publicly held?
No, I'm just going to shut it down.
Yeah, okay.
Just going to fold the operation. L.A. only needs one team, and it's
the
Angels.
Inside.
It's the Angels. They only need one team.
It'd be hilarious if, like, Jeff Bezos hated the Dodgers. He's just the biggest Yankees fan on the face of the planet. Just buys the Dodgers just to crater them.
Moves them to New Orleans.
It's like, I don't care.
Let's switch over to the other team in L.A. real quick. I want to ask the question. I think you guys did this while we were gone. What should the punishment do if they should the punishment be if the NBA actually has the cojones to do it? We'll go to the Clippers next. 105.1 The Fan. There's Casey. We'll get to preseason AP All-Americans. Just came out. Just got a text message from one Jason Swigard. Mm-hmm. Resident Dodger fan.
Mm-hmm.
You can go right to hell, is all this text message says. All that text says.
You can put it on the board.
Love you, Swaggy. I love you, baby. I am going to buy the Dodgers, though.
No, the Dodgers aren't going to go away. They're just going to lose Shohei.
Yeah. No, I'll buy the Dodgers, and instead of shutting them down, I'll just win more.
It's over!
You know who the biggest winner in all of this stuff is? Mm. The Clippers, the Lakers, Matt Ishbia. It's Pablo Torre.
Oh, yeah. And a little bit of Tom Dundon.
Yeah, well.
A little bit of Tom.
He at least has a crap deflector shield up now.
Speaking of Steve Ballmer, we'll be real quick about this. What do you think the punishment should be for Kawhi and Steve Ballmer?
We went through this when you were gone.
I figured you did.
And I still think that the Kawhi should face probably a minimum 25-game suspension if the trade is allowed to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most that'll come down. Because here's the thing. The NBPA and the owners are kind of in lockstep because the Players Association doesn't want Kawhi to have his contract voided or be suspended without pay.
Right.
And the owners, well, here's the thing. They probably want Ballmer punished, but if they open up that can of worms, it sets a precedent for what could happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always this like, well, it's the reason why Donald Sterling existed. If you take his franchise away from him, well, then you can take our franchise away if we do something stupid. Because all of a sudden, mm-hmm. here comes Sarver. He has his franchise yanked away from him. Like,
well, not in the same way, though.
In the same way. Conduct.
Oh, that's true.
It's conduct.
But was he banned for life?
They said pack your stuff.
Okay.
You're not welcome here anymore.
But again, that's conduct stuff. So at least the bar...
You get your billion-dollar parachute, but you got to go.
But at least the bar of being forced to sell, being forced out of owning your franchise in the NBA, is a pretty high bar. Like, you got to screw up a lot to get to that level.
Again,
they're not going to force you to sell your team because you're a jerk or broke some rules. That's gross misconduct. That's racism. That's predatory behavior. And I'm not talking about predatory loans. I'm talking about predatory behavior towards humans.
But that's the whole thing. I'm not saying that this is wrong, but the bar is not. It's not a solid place. It can be moved.
Mm-hmm.
It can go higher. It can go lower.
Yeah.
Because once you open up, in legal framework, this is precedence.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do something, well, then the precedent has been set. And then you can work your way from that. And here's the thing, man. Let's run through the list. Let's not actually not do that. Run through the list of owners in professional sports. Do you think there's a good one?
No. I mean, Paul was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cuban in the end was a lot better than he was in the beginning. You know, for as much grief as we give Jerry, I don't think he's that terrible of an owner. I think he just doesn't know football as well as he thinks he does.
I still want to know the context of that photo back in the day.
Mm.
Fair. Yeah, I don't know.
Al was crazy, but that was really it.
George wasn't the worst guy in the world. He just was really passionate and would fire people.
Mm-hmm. But again...
But I don't think George Steinbrenner was a bad guy.
I would imagine they probably all were at some point.
Well, yeah. I mean, do I want to hang out with George Steinbrenner? Absolutely not. But I don't think he's Sarver.
No. Well, not that we know.
And fair.
That's the thing is, like, if you don't think that these people that have billions of dollars that have stepped on the souls of humans for the majority of their lives to get to where they are, I mean, again, not to beat Dundon over the head, how did he make his money?
Right.
Predatory loans. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not, same with Ishbia. Like, just go run down the leg. We're kind of like we talked about this yesterday. The old money folks, they probably had some predatory stuff, but it wasn't as egregious as some of the things that we see now.
Sure. And every time I think about Ballmer and Kawhi in this situation, the precedent in mm-hmm. major sports of something this scandalous happening, the last thing I can think of is honestly the Houston Astros. And some people got fired. you know, AJ Hinch got fired.
If you're talking about like GM got suspended, it's Joe Smith and it's the Timberwolves. Yeah. That's what it is.
But like, no player got in trouble because Major League Baseball didn't want to go against the MLBPA, which is why I don't think anything's going to happen to Kawhi, because the NBA doesn't want to go after the NBA Players Association, because that creates rifts down the line when you're doing CBAs that can come back and bite you.
Have we?
And then the owner is represented by the guy who runs the league, mm-hmm. so he's not going to get anything either. Look, the Astros were not really punished. Some dudes got fired. And maybe the long-term punishment is Jose Altuve doesn't go to the Hall of Fame. That might be the long-term punishment, yeah. but he didn't lose money. He didn't get a contract voided. He didn't get a suspension. And I think Kawhi's in the same boat because you don't want to piss off the NBA Players Association.
Have we gotten any repercussions from the Gary Trent situation yet?
It's looking like it's going to be harder to prove because there isn't a piece of paper in the desk of the general manager that links him directly to it, a la Joe Smith and the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. That's still the wildest thing to me. You wrote it down.
But if you create a precedent, say for this situation, say it's a forfeiture of draft picks, it's fines, this, that, or the other, does that then create the precedent for how you do it down the line?
Well,
which could completely, I guess, negate the side that you want to be on.
Yeah, I think you're bringing up a good point. There has to be some sort of situation to show a precedent of what will happen in the future if you do it. Because if it's nothing, I mean, we've already heard people say, if nothing comes from this, then everyone should do it. And then we just become, then it's basically NIL in professional sports.
But the thing is, in college football and college sports, there isn't an existing framework.
Right.
In professional sports.
There is.
The CBA exists for this reason. Matt Moore, Hardwood Brooksism, HP Basketball on Twitter. He's got a Substack, and he had an argument in his what he wrote up this morning that I thought was interesting in the sense of like, and I think Henry Abbott and Pablo Torre were talking about this as well. Is like the whole point of sports is that you're supposed to believe that there's fair play, like that everybody's operating on the same playing field.
Yeah, if you lose integrity, you're going to lose everything.
And that's like don't
that's
get me
the
wrong.
Tim Donaghy.
Yeah,
that's you know the people that think the Chiefs get all the calls for everybody and the NBA is rigged in the draft lottery.
But the when there's enough smoke, then there's fire, man. You know what I mean? And that's where this kind of – we were talking about this while he was gone. Like, the whole idea – like, the soul of sports is rooted in fair play. The reality is it hasn't been fair for quite some time. Like
– we're just starting to see it.
I saw –
it was hidden behind us for a while.
Yeah, I saw somebody talking about this as with regards to the Warriors. Bob Myers, weirdly enough, do you know who he was advising? It's Philadelphia 76ers. Where did LeBron James end up? Where – did Mike Dunleavy Jr. and the Warriors, did they get a damn thing done this summer?
Nope.
There is this thought of, and this has existed for a long time, that there's basically like a, for lack of a better term, a club. And you're either in it or you're not. And Danny Ainge was in that club. Like the big movers and shakers. And basically, Mike Dunleavy in this press conference said, like, he was cold calling to try to get stuff done. It's like, brother, if you're having to cold call to get, and I'm not saying that it's just him. Like, this happens. But, like, if you can't get traction on something, you can't get something done, you're just not in the club. And there's only so many guys that are, that effectively get deals done. And, like, the whole idea, again, of, like, fair play. Like, Rich Paul and LeBron James exercise a large amount of control. Clutch Sports leverages teams to – Anthony Davis was a Laker because Anthony Davis is represented by Clutch Sports. Mm-hmm. Like, they dictate where guys go and won't go. This whole idea of like, well, owners and general managers, this, that, that's why I was talking about like when Tom Dunn bought the team of like, he's going to come in and do it his way and he's just not going to take any crap. He doesn't care what agents say and all these things. I'm like, you can talk about that in the NHL all you want. In the NBA, if they don't want to play with you, they won't play with you.
You can do that in the NFL because the players don't have the power.
Exactly. In the NBA, there is no player, there's no group of players in sports who have more power than the agents and players in the NBA. And you can sit there and fight against it and pump your fist in the sky and stomp your feet and talk about how red-assed you are and how good you are at your job. It don't matter.
And that's why Kawhi won't get a punishment. Same way Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, Josh Reddick, George Springer.
Unless there's
Carlos like, Correa.
We've got smoking guns. Do we find the bullet?
Right.
That if Pablo's sitting on the bullet, it's a different story.
Don't rip off my jersey. We come back. Preseason AP All-Americans have been announced. A couple familiar names on this list. We'll run through that next. 105.1 The Fan.